You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. It is Monday. Monday, I can't trust that day. You know that song? I remember that sixth grade. We went on a field trip for our school, and we went bowling in the city or town next to us, and that was playing on the jukebox. Real popular back then. I think it might have been 1966. I don't know. Mamas and the Papas, I remember that. Okay, today is Monday, August 15th. Glad you're with me today. Today's podcast is brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me. And I highly recommend you go to my website, plexuschuck.com, and you can buy your own product. Everything's right there online, and you can get some of the best vitamins and health products on the market. plexuschuck.com. All right, back to our website today. I mean, back to our podcast today. Success is a planned event. Success is a planned event. Yesterday, Julie went and bought Chinese carryout. I call it Chinese because I'm not sure what country these people are from, but it's Asian food. And she went and bought enough for the whole family. And I mean, I think she got like seven meals for $55. Not bad at all. And she did it in honor of Luke's birthday, our son-in-law. And so last night, I finally got around to eating my fortune cookie. And I opened it up and pulled out the little piece of paper. And I don't put much stock in these things, guys, you know, because on the one side you got the lotto numbers, and on the other side it says learn Chinese or something like that. And then the one part says, you know, what your fortune is. Well, my fortune was a good one, so I took it and Julie threw it away today. Fortunately, I remembered what it said, and I have a photograph of the outside of the package for you on my webpage, blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com. But the message to me was success is a planned event. And I'd never heard those words quite in that arrangement before. And I really enjoyed it. It made me think while I was watching the Olympics last night on NBC, just enjoying these Olympics a lot. And tonight I'm watching it and it looks like pole vault is going on or something. And some 800-meter races, all kind of stuff going on. But I loved last night. It was just a lot of fun. But this message in a fortune cookie got to me. Success is a planned event. And so I've been thinking about it, working on this podcast and blog today, and wanted to share it with you, these thoughts about that subject. Success is a planned event. And so, you know, most people, when they plan a trip in an automobile or a plane or bicycle, whatever, they'll take a map and plan out a route. And this is the route that they want to travel, you know, to get from Houston to New York. That's a route. You pick a route. Years ago, when I was a kid, the gas stations like Gulf, Exxon, Texaco, others, they would sell you a map of like Texas or Louisiana or the whole Gulf Coast or whatever. And you could take that map to your house, and you could draw on it like my dad did, and he would use pencil or colored pencil or pen, and sometimes a ruler to make things straight. He'd write little notes on there, and he would make his marks right there on the map because it was a paper map. And so, you know, this was in the 60s. The interstate system was still being finished. It wasn't totally finished at that time. And sometimes we wonder if parts of it will ever be finished on I-35, if you know what I mean. And I know other places are worse than that. I'm sorry. But anyway, my dad would mark on his map, and then we would take off on our vacation to go to Carlsbad Cavern or Hot Springs or to some family that we knew, a relative, of course. Or we would go to Florida for whatever, you know. And he would make his map on his, mark on his map. Now, when I grew up, I did the same thing. I would take the map, probably inherited from my dad, you know, and but you know, then you'd go, you know, get a map, a big map from State Farm Insurance, where we had insurance, and they would give you one for free. Now I think, I don't know if they even do that now, but now we have the internet, we have smartphones, we have computers. So now I go to Google Maps, type in my destination, and I discover how far it is by car or plane or whatever, and how many miles it is. And I learn a whole bunch of other things, as my friend Pastor Jamie used to say, a plethora of things and information they'll tell you. You can even find out, like, restaurants and places to stop and eat and gas stations, all kind of stuff. You can even find out if there's road construction up ahead. Pretty cool. Better than the old road map system that we had in the 60s, because sometimes you did not know if that road really was there, because sometimes they started out and say it's under construction, and you didn't know how far under construction it was. So the idea of a map is this. It is a tool to help you get from point A to point B. If you just get into your automobile and start driving with no destination in mind, here's what you're going to find, friends. I think you'll probably get lost. That's the number one answer from our survey. Then I think number two, if you go on a journey without a map and you're trying to go from point A to point B, you might eventually run out of gas because you didn't plan for that. Or there might not be a gas station where you need to be. Or you might hear your wife say, "I told you so. Why didn't you stop and ask directions?" Of course, we're men. Real men don't ask directions, do we, men? Not unless we really have to. And then you might hear your children say, "Daddy, are we there yet?" And so I think if you're going to start on a journey, it's best to have a map, a plan, a direction in mind before we head out. Now, I have a friend, and him and his wife went on Route 66 here in Oklahoma, and I told him that I'd like to do that. Me and Julie would like to spend a day or two, probably 2 days, and travel all of Route 66 in Oklahoma, starting from, you know, maybe the western part of the state, and then moving east and wherever it goes, and stopping at all the neat little shops and sightseeing things and taking photographs and having a good time and spending the night somewhere, eating some good food along the way at famous Route 66 spots. But we'd like to do that. Maybe when it gets cooler this fall, we might try to do that for a couple of days. But you're going to need a map. Even if I know I'm on Route 66, I'm probably going to need a map to look to refer to. Now, this idea of a map, it goes back to what I'm talking about. Success is a planned event. This idea can be applied in your life, in your relationships, in your job, in your business. It could be put in place into your finances, your health. You can put it anywhere you want to, but it has to be done somewhere. Success is a planned event. So if you want to become like a successful artist, like one that paints on canvas or whatever, you'll need to take lessons, most likely, and you'll probably need to work with a teacher or a master that can show you secrets and tips and help you get going and stay ahead of the game. Or, as I've been watching these Olympics, you might get inspired to be something like Michael Phelps or Usain Bolt. I tell you what, here's how you want to be like them. Here's what you need to do. You need to get a copy of their daily routine. Okay? I think if you saw what Michael Phelps did on a daily basis, you would say, no wonder he is who he is. And that's why he is who he is. He has a daily method of operation. And this is how he made it to the Olympics and how he won so many medals. His daily method of operation. Daily routine, you know, like brushing your teeth. You know, most people do brush your teeth in the morning, maybe in the evening before they go to bed. It's a daily thing. You just might need to plan out what you're going to do. Make it part of your daily routine. Success is a planned event. You know, Maxwell, I wanted to see what John Maxwell said about this subject of success. Here's what John C. Maxwell said. He says, how we think. He said, I believe that's the key to success because thinking comes before action. Let me say that again. Thinking comes before action. And that's true. Before you take your first step, your brain will process it and you'll put your thoughts into motion and then your body will move as a result. Maxwell says, we can't do things that lead to success until we think in a successful way. I love that by John Maxwell. Thank you, John. Thinking comes before action. I think that's wonderful. There's a guy like Larry Wingate. He says that it is ridiculous to say failure is not an option. Failure is always an option. Prepare as best as you can, work hard, do your best, but always know that regardless of preparation and hard work, success is not guaranteed. That's true. Success is not guaranteed. Like your next breath is not guaranteed. You know, I would like to say you're going to live forever, but we know that we probably won't. But Larry Wingate says failure is an option. But you know what? I tell you, don't choose that option. You know, plan on success. Success is a planned event. So let's map out something that we can do and let's be successful. I'm going to leave you with this thought. Do what successful people do. Do not do what unsuccessful people do. Now, you fill in the blank there. And you know what? This might be another broadcast of this idea coming up soon. Maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure. But if you do what unsuccessful people do, guess what? I think the pattern will remain inside you, what they're doing, and you're not going to be successful either. Success is a planned event. Thank you so much for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today has been more brought to you by a fortune cookie on a Sunday lunch. Hey, how about that? Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing out. Bye-bye.